I'm going to remember the door prize table for the moment. And thanks to whoever's doing the mic running.
Okay.
Thank you.
We are going to give away another mug from one of our conventions. This time it is going to be the 1982 mug, along with, since it was snowing outside yesterday, I'm told, a green knitted scarf by Gina Falvo, who does wonderful work. That is going to go to Mr. Bill Reif.
Bill, I assume you're here. All right. Joining us up on stage is Ms. Colleen Wunderlich. We've had a long-term relationship with Colleen through a couple of employers, honestly. But the one that I guess I'm most excited about now is our new burgeoning relationship with the Hadley School. So I've asked Colleen to come here and just update us on the happenings at Hadley. Give her a hand.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Patty, for inviting me, and thank you to everybody for your hospitality to me. I really appreciate it. And yes, I've been here, I don't know, countless times, presenting on something or another. So I think many of you remember me from my Freedom Scientific days when I was here, and I've been here on behalf of the Lighthouse, and I seem to always be wearing a different hat. So today, I'm here on behalf of the Hadley School for the Blind. I'm the director of the Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship at Hadley. I've been in my position a year this past September, and I run the program. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it in a second, and I teach eight of our business courses, and I'm really excited to be a part of the Hadley team. I really respected Hadley's work for so many years. I respect the fact that we really know what the needs are of people who are blind and respond to them. We give hope to a lot of students. We've had a lot of students find employment and volunteer positions. You were just talking about that up here. We've really given hope to people to get out there and do something for themselves. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the program that I run and then some of the initiatives, overall initiatives at Hadley that I thought would be of interest. And I will be giving some web addresses. So if you need to write those down, you might want to be prepared to do that. I know you're streaming and probably recording this too. So the Forsyth Center for Entrepreneurship was started in 2011 with Chuck Young, our president of Hadley, his vision to start this program to encourage self-employment of people who are blind, because since 2008, many people have had trouble finding employment. Even our sighted counterparts have great difficulty, and many have dropped out of their own fields of professions because they haven't found work and they've started their own businesses or gone into retirement early, whatever. And we wanted to have an answer for people who are blind. So we started the Forsyth Center in 2011, and it was a gift, generous gift, by a gentleman named Rick Forsyth, who had lost his sight and is an entrepreneur. And we started with just the concept of entrepreneurship. So we developed 21 different modules, business modules. And so the program, the backbone of it, consists of business courses and modules. And those of you who are familiar with Hadley, you know our courses are usually 6-8 lessons long. And the modules are just one lesson mini courses that you can get through pretty quickly. And our website for the Forsyth Center is hadley.edu/business. And if you go there under the course module listing, you'll see that what we offer are a list of courses that can bring someone through the process of starting their own business. So if you're in a situation where you're starting a business as a second career or from home, and you have not had the opportunity to get formal business education, and you don't have the time to take off to go to a 4-year university or get a master's degree, you can enroll in the Hadley business courses. And the process starts with a class called Self-Employment with a Minimal Investment. And that class helps you decide whether or not you have what it takes to be self-employed. If you can deal with ambiguity, the risk involved, if your idea is marketable. So it's best if you have a business idea, if you're going to enroll in this class. If it's a marketable idea, and what is the market for it, and who, what, when, where, why, basically. What are you trying to do? And then after that, we have classes of market research, marketing plan, the financial plan, the business plan. We have accounting and taxes for small business. We have a whole series of marketing classes, everything from getting customers and clients to creating an image to promotional materials. We have 5 different marketing modules. So I encourage you to go onto our website and take a look at what we have. And if you say, well, okay, self-employment is not for me. I don't want to start my own business. I'd rather go to work for somebody. Or I want to start my own business, but I know I need to work for someone for a while in a particular industry that I want to start a business. Because really, you should work in the industry for 3 to 5 years, ideally. So you know your industry, you know your niche, where your business fits in. Unless you're starting a home-based business, you know, from an existing company that caters to that. That's fine, too. But anyway, if you decide, I want to go to work for someone, we have another class called Finding Employment. That's been around Hadley for a long time. Very popular class, and I teach that class, and I've had many students find volunteer positions and employment positions as a result of taking that class, because it's helped them determine what they would like to do and how they would go about doing that. Everything from getting informational interviews to real interviews to preparing a resume, figuring out how they're going to deal with the issue of disclosure of their disability, going out and actually asking for opportunities to volunteer. I think that's really key. If you want to volunteer or work, you really need to know what you would like to do and how you can be of benefit to the organization that you're serving, because they don't often know what to do when we show up or what we can do. And I think if we go in there with ideas and suggestions of what we can do, what we need, how we can get the job done, we can have a much greater control over the interview process. And it shows you how to talk about your disability. It's a very good class. And we also have customer service and basics of sales, leadership management. So there are just a lot of really good employment-related courses if you either are employed or you want to become employed with someone. So I encourage you to check it out, hadley.edu/business. The other thing that our center is up to is the partnership with the National Association of Blind Merchants, which Patty had mentioned. Very exciting. Yes,
very
I know.
Very exciting.
So my favorite part of my job, I must admit, is working on this project, because we have it's really inspired me, and I've learned so much about the Randolph Shepherd business. And thank you to all of you who've been there and allowed me to learn from you. I appreciate it. But it's a 3-part partnership. And if you are a blind vendor and you weren't able to attend the convention last weekend, I can tell you very quickly about it. Or if you're thinking about becoming a blind vendor, you might want to know about this partnership that we have. So there's 3 parts to it. The first one is the Entrepreneur of Excellence certificate that you can earn and get from NABM. And that is where you take an existing prescribed set of Hadley business courses from the FCE, and then you get this certificate, and you can, NABM is encouraging you to work with your state to use it to fulfill upward mobility requirements. It's a great way to get free business education. And what I like about the FCE overall is that we have a recommended order for classes, but we allow you to take the classes that best fit your business goals. So if you know what your business and employment goals are, we can help direct you to the right course. And that's, I spend a lot of my time doing that for our students. So the second part of the partnership is Randolph Shepherd on the web. That is found at hadley.edu/biztalk, BIZTALK. And that is a specific webinars related to Randolph Shepherd and the trends in Randolph Shepherd. Our next one's going to be on healthy vending. I've talked about doing one on cashless vending, maybe troop dining. And if you have suggestions on what you might like to see, there's a place on that page for you to give us suggestions. But we're really looking to spread the word about those webinars. They do take place live, and they're also archived, because we recognize that many vendors don't have the opportunity to log on during the day. And the third part of the partnership is the curriculum that we're developing for new Randolph Shepherd vendors in training. And it's our vision that this will be adopted across the country. And once we get this launched in January, it'll be a set of 9 modules specifically related to Randolph Shepherd. So it'll start out with Randolph Shepherd, a whole course on that, vending management, cafe management, their systems, operations, sales. It goes, like I said, 9 classes. And we're rolling it out in January. We'll have the entire thing up in June. We're starting to take enrollments in January, and we're working with the National Federation of the Blind on resolution committees across the country to get resolutions passed in the various states because we want this curriculum to be considered. We want it to be mainstream. We want consistency across the country, and NABM wants people to be able to take this certificate to, let's say, another state where there might be more opportunities for vending to show that they've completed at least the classroom part of the training, and then it'll be up to the individual states to integrate the hands-on practice and teach the local regulations for that state. So this is not meant to replace state BEP and their staff. This is meant to be inserted into existing programs to offer more consistency and reliability in the training across the country. Because there are states that just don't have the funds to really develop a strong training program. So we're really excited about the partnership, and we would appreciate your support in helping us get that adopted across the country. We've put a lot of resources into this at Hadley. It's one of the biggest things we've ever done because we wanted to reach out to the Randolph Shepherd community on behalf of the FCE, and so this is our effort, and we're really enjoying doing this. I want to talk about some wide initiatives at Hadley. I don't know if all of you are familiar with the Unified English Braille Code. Yeah, I thought the code we had was fine, but apparently other people didn't think so. So it makes translation of documents into Braille and back translation much easier, and it really is a strong movement in this country that's going in that direction. And, of course, children in schools will be taught the UEB code, but those of us who've been reading Braille our entire lives, I think we're also going to need to learn this code. I actually sat in a management meeting at Hadley, and I said, tell me why I should care about this. The Braille I've been reading works just fine. And they said, well, you're not going to be saying that in 5-10 years when you can't really read very well some of the things that will be out. And apparently it's easier to read in UEB than it is to write. So we are offering a UEB transition class that we're launching in January. And, yes, I am going to take the class. And any of you who want to take it with me, I'd love to hear applause. If you plan on signing up. thank you. So it's important that the Braille literacy, I know how important that is to NFB, and I admire that you support that so strongly because it enables us to be literate. And that is important. So we will be releasing that class in January in large print in Braille. It is for proficient, contracted Braille readers. So you need to know grade 2, and it's for sighted and blind. So if you're a parent of a child who's blind or a teacher of the visually impaired, it's for all of us who read Braille. And we're very excited, and it's a big effort that we're putting. You know, we have 14 different Braille classes at Hadley, so a really big effort that we're putting into this and making it accessible to those of us who read Braille so we get on the right, we stay on track because we have to keep up with things. I think the number one tactic I use as being a blind person, we have to keep up with the trends. We have to change with technology, with Braille, and be in the forefront because that is what puts us on equal ground with our sighted peers. So that is coming. Our seminars at Hadley is still going strong with popularity. Hadley.edu/seminars@Hadley. You have to spell at. We have one on Wednesday coming up that I'm very excited about called the Quest for QuickBooks. Let me try that again. Quest for QuickBooks. Wednesday at 2:00. And this is a gentleman named Albert Rizzi with My Blind Spot, who has developed a version of QuickBooks that is accessible with JAWS and actually magnification in general. So if you run your own business or you need to want to use QuickBooks, please, I encourage you to tune into this. It'll be very interesting. And we also will be doing, sometime in December, an iFocus series on iOS 8. And please also remember, our iFocus seminars have four topics in them, but our iFocus videos, our YouTube videos, each deal with a different topic. So if you go to youtube.com/Hadley School, you can see, if you bring up the links under iFocus, we have a whole range of iOS videos. They're just a couple minutes long, and they teach you how to do different functions with the iPhone, with any iOS device, really. We have them on connecting a Braille display, using the calendar, checking voicemail, using magnification, and we took down the ones for iOS 6. I begged for them to keep those up for as long as we could, because we have a lot of people who didn't switch to iOS 7, but now they've been taken down because iOS 8's been released, so they're all iOS 7 right now. iOS 8 will be coming in January, so Douglas Walker is working on the new videos as we speak. So you can go up there, and really, regardless, if you're still on iOS 6, I mean, you can still learn from them. And they are how I taught myself how to use the iPhone. They're really thorough videos. He goes through and actually uses his iOS device, and so you can hear the voiceover feedback and what to expect. Is it great? You use those too?
Yes,
thank you. They have been so popular and so useful. So please keep a lookout for the seminar coming on iOS 8 and also the new iOS 8 YouTube videos that will be coming out. And you can subscribe to our seminars at Hadley. If you go to the webpage and you see under podcast, you can subscribe to it with iTunes or any other podcast catcher that you have. And there's also a link on there for mobile access, by the way. So if you have an Apple, an iOS device, and you want to listen to the seminar, you can do that with your iPhone or your iPad. So TC Conference does give us that capability. And just another note, if you are joining our seminars and you have the PC, you need to download the TC Conference plugin in order to be able to access the seminar and to participate. They did just release an update a couple weeks ago. So if you haven't listened to a seminar lately, you might want to go on there and make sure it's updated for you. That's pretty much what's new at Hadley. We appreciate your support of our school and that you utilize our services and find them so helpful to you, and all the letters that we get from students, whether it's about our seminars, our iFocus videos, our courses, are so touching to us. You know, we share them throughout the school, through the faculty and student services, because I think we work at a distance at Hadley. I personally work in the Winnetka office, but it's easy to, since we don't have always personal interaction with our students, it's easy to forget what a difference we can make in someone's lives. So we appreciate all the thoughtful and kind notes that people send our way about their experiences at Hadley, and we find them really touching and really motivating to share. So we appreciate that, and we count on you to spread the word about our services to blind people, to their families, to parents of blind children. We just really have so many useful materials, and all of our online stuff is completely accessible. And I think we're really the only ones who can say that we offer that accessibility in the eHadley system. So I just have a couple more minutes. If anyone has questions, someone's going to have to call on people for me.
No, we don't do it that way.
Oh, you don't?
Dave Meyer.
You just yell it out. Okay, good.
No, we have people call their name, then you call their name.
Okay.
So we do this in an accessible manner.
Your name is Meyer.
Okay.
Not so much a question, Colleen, but perhaps a plug. The course catalog for Hadley, besides being on the Hadley website, is also on NFB Newsline.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested in actually doesn't have a computer, they can have access to the catalog from their telephone.
Thank you for mentioning that. Because I know you have a lot of Newsline subscribers. I'm one myself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine is not so much a question either, it's a comment.
Yes.
We are proud that one of our participants, NFB member, that participated in a class at Hadley for Braille is one of our members of the Life Group, and she just reads so well, Linda Hendel. And we're so proud of her because she
thank you.
Does
that's
such
wonderful.
A beautiful job. And we know it started at Hadley. Yeah. Learning Braille.
Thank you for sharing that. We really need to get people reading Braille. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. I'm so thankful. I don't know what I would do. I don't know how I know how to spell anything if I didn't read Braille. Thank you.
Let's give Colleen a hand.
Thank you.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history is practical, man.
Yeah, that works, right?
Right.
All right, guys. Colleen will be with us. Let me see if I can find this mic.
Oh, Colleen, I moved it on you.
Oh, you
Isn't
moved
that
it.
Nice?
Yeah, that was convenient.
I know. Sorry.